Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and we're welcoming you to our Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. We're excited about what God is going to do today and the work that He's given us. We want you to, be aware of some of the announcements and some of the things that are going on. And I'm going to turn it over to my lovely wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, so she can give us our announcement and also our prayer.
Amen, everybody. Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. We're glad that you're able to join us here this morning at Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. Just want to let you know, please go to our website, www.ctkr.org. That's www.ctkr.org. There you can learn more about us, the ministry, Apostle and myself. There you can also learn more about the churches that we cover. Amen. And help us to even spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world by becoming a vision partner with this ministry. Amen. Also, on 7 p.m. every Tuesday night, you can join us here for Kingdom Lifestyles with Apostle Christopher McQueen. On Thursday nights, you can join me, yours truly, for Prophetic Atmosphere at 7 p.m. and come back again on Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. for Kingdom Lifestyles. I'm also excited to let you know, if you find yourself in the Titusville area or in the Florida area and you're close by in the surrounding counties, please, I'm having my Women of Prophetic Destiny Conference being hosted on the 9th and the 10th. The address is 2690 South Hopkins Avenue. That's Titusville, Florida. That's 2690 South Hopkins Avenue, Titusville, Florida. The theme this year is Back to the Basics. I will be speaking on Saturday evening at 7 p.m., and also we will have Pastor Guinevere Salters from Love Covenant Church. She will be the guest speaker for Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., and on Friday night, which will be the kickoff night at 7 p.m., we're going to have Prophetess Cynthia Roberts from Orlando, Florida. We're also looking at
Cathedral of Praise.
From Cathedral of Praise, amen. We're also looking at doing this live, streaming it live for all of you who have been our listeners who have been following us. We're excited, amen, about what God is doing, amen. So again, Back to the Basics, Women of Prophetic Destiny Conference, November 9th and 10th, amen. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Come on, let us pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, glorify you, Lord. We bless your holy name for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, a new day that you have given us. We just consider ourselves blessed. We're glad that you have kept everything in order for your protection, Father. We thank you right now that as we come before you, we humble ourselves in your presence. We ask for forgiveness, Father, of any sin that we may have had in our lives. We ask that you will wash us and cleanse us in your blood, Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, so that when we lift up our hands, they will be pure. When we lift up our hearts, they will be pure before you. Our praise, our hallelujah, our thank you, Jesus, will be a sweet incense unto your nostrils. Father, we ask that your presence would rest, rule, and abide as we begin to minister your word before your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Even now, Father, we ask that you will crown the apostle's head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let him speak forth the oracles of God this morning. Let the word of the Lord begin to bring forth life, healing, deliverance, save, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give your name all praise. We give your name all glory and honor. We bless you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. So grateful that the Lord has given me a spiritual holy wife. Amen. And those of you out there who are expecting to be married one day, you need to be looking for those type of qualities in your mate. Amen. Those of you who are married, regardless of where you are in your marriage, just starting off, been married for years, whatever, take time and really pour into and develop your spouse. Amen. I find that the more that I encourage her to go forward, the better, you know, my life becomes. So investing in her is really an investment in myself. And I really love my wife. Amen. Amen. I'm not saying that because she's sitting right here. Amen. I'm saying that because I really love her. Amen. So, this morning, we are going to begin to look at a few things. We've been talking in the past couple of weeks about developing and transforming our minds. And one of the main points that we really want to get into and look at is that it's so easy for us to point at other people and where they're not, where they are. Amen. We can talk about how somebody else didn't do something or how somebody else did something. One of the main things that someone used to say around me was, how come everybody else can get away with it? You know, and the simple answer is because there may not be the same grace upon their life, the calling upon their life that's upon yours. So what one person can do and get away with it, you can't do it, because as soon as you try, you get caught or caught up in it, and it comes back bad for you. Amen? Mm-hmm. You have to always be aware that whatever God's plan is for you in your life, God's going to make sure that everything around you conforms to the plan. The last thing that conforms to that plan is you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to think about that. We like to believe that, you know, hey, the world would change to fit me and my perspective of what life is and enjoyment and, you know, but that's not absolutely true. What happens is God begins to change your heart, change your mind. Now you're focused on him. You're focused on pleasing the Lord. And as you're focused on pleasing him, then what happens is your desires for your self satisfaction become different than they were before you got saved. Amen. You know, you could think about a lot of things. And while you're thinking about them, all those things, you know, what would I do if I had $1 million? You know, if I had $1 million, ooh, I could do this and I'd do that and I'd do that. And, you know, in my mind right now, if I had $1 million, I see great ministry opportunities. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As I said, we have churches, schools, orphanages over in Kenya, Uganda, Nigeria, over in the Philippines. Hurricanes that are coming back and forth, you know, through the land, amen, are devastating certain areas. And mm-hmm. those people need help. Amen. Some of them are connected internationally with other ministries that may be able to pour resources into their region after the hurricane comes through. And some of those areas don't have the resources to reach out to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing where people don't want to connect to ministries that they don't feel are on their level or that they can benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual children that we have may not be able to physically or fiscally sow into us, like some of those who are here in the United States, but they're still children of God. They
Amen.
Still need, you know, help and support. Mm-hmm. If I look at $1 million, I can see a lot of ministry that can be done. Wells dug. Amen.
Yeah.
The proper buildings put up, health clinics set up. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Making sure that there's solar and wind power for them to have lights and the facility to be self-sufficient off the grid. Amen. Mm-hmm. The one thing I found when I was over in Africa is that they don't have infrastructure like us. Amen. So when it rains, the lights go out.
Mm-hmm.
Just as quick as the lights go out, you'll see the kerosene lanterns come on. Amen. The Coleman type, like the camping lanterns come on. So the lights go out, and you'll see them lighting matches and, you know, trimming their lamps. Amen. They just learned how to live in that. Well, over here in the United States, we already understand that the lights go out. There's a real major something that's happened. When it starts to rain, it doesn't affect whether or not we'll have power. Well, if we have batteries and we have solar and we have wind power, then that means that the children can study not in dark rooms as the sun shifts from the east to the west, but they're able to actually study in a room that's lit. Lit how? By solar power. Solar power, those solar cells that are on top of the building can actually feed the power needs inside the building. The orphanage doesn't have to be dark. You know, people go around with lanterns trying to see what needs to be done in the building because there's no power in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So they congregate and they try to do what they can do, but they're limited as to what all they can accomplish. Amen?
Amen.
So when you become a part of the kingdom of God and your mind begins to shift and you begin to be developed, you stop thinking about yourself. $1 million to me is not so I can have $1 million. $1 million to me is so that I can do greater ministry. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can do greater kingdom expansion and those kingdom assignments. It'd be wonderful to be able to teach and train those who are in the field and help them so that they can do the work that needs to be done without them worrying about, you know, how their family's going to eat or how they're going to get from point A to point B. I remember when I first met Bishop Joe, he said, Dad, I need a bike. I thought he meant a motorbike. And no, he was just asking for a regular bike so he could get from one village to the next. You know, to us, we need something great, wonderful, you know, that gets so many gas, so many miles per gallon. You see what I'm saying here? So what God is trying to do is he wants to get us to develop and get us to transform and get us to conform. Amen. And as we're doing so, then we begin to think about him more than we think about ourselves. Amen.
Yeah.
When he blesses us, we begin to think of how we can bless his people. Amen. Now we're a benefit to the body of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Because it doesn't work the other way around. The more that you think about yourself, whatever you focus on is whatever is what's in your field of view. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where the where the heart is, that's where your treasure is going to be. Your heart is set on getting the next level of and getting the biggest, baddest and getting so everybody can, you know, see that, look at me. Guess what? You're not focused on kingdom. Don't think it's going to just happen like that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we're going to go on to the word. As a segue into that, please go to our website, www.ctkr. There you'll find out more about us. Become a vision partner with us. These things I'm speaking about, they need to be addressed. And we can address so much ourselves, but we can address even more with your help. Amen. If everyone gave a little bit, then we will have more to work with when it comes to some of these things. Thank God for my son, Apostle Joe, who is doing the work over in Kenya. Saw some of his pictures where he's doing some construction work at the orphanage and at the school. Amen. But we're looking for greater. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for those who heed the call and bless them as well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's get into this. In the Word. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs 16. Amen. Those of you who have tuned into the broadcast before know that this flow right here is a little different than how I normally go. But stay with me. We'll pick it up in a minute. Amen. I think too often we get in and we jump in with both feet, and sometimes we need to take our time. We miss critical points, you know, in transition, and then we got to go back and try to figure out what we miss so that we can benefit from everything. Amen. Amen. So let's look at this. The Bible says that the preparations of the heart, starting at the first verse, New King James Version, Proverbs 16:1, says the preparations of the heart belong to man, mm-hmm. but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
Yes.
Okay? Now, listen to the second verse. Mm-hmm. All the ways of a man appear in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established.
Okay.
Now, listen to this last one. The Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just help you with this, because at the very beginning I made a statement. I said there are people who try to figure out how everybody can do everything and why they can't do half of nothing. You know, as soon as they try to do something, it comes back on them, and they're upset about it because they feel that it shouldn't be back on me. If when Sally got away with it, if John got away with it, then how come I get caught up in it? How come I can't just get away with it? Amen? And I want you to know that when God has a plan for you, when God has a design for you, look at your neighbor and say, hey, he does. When God has a plan and a design for you, whatever is in your will is not in his will. So you have to submit your will and your ways to the Lord. Amen?
Mm.
So that means that everything that you plan on trying to do, everything that you would like to accomplish, amen, you'll try to get together so that you can do what you want. But God always has the final say.
Yes, he does.
So even if you come out with a plan, it may go along well for just a little bit, but then after a while you'll find out that that wasn't the plan of God, and it'll all fall apart. The Bible's very clear. It says, except the Lord build a house,
they labor
in vain. Amen. So you could build a whole lot of stuff up,
But if it's not God, don't look for it to be established and don't look for it to be set. Amen? So as we look at this, it says the preparations of the heart belong to man. In other words, your scheme, your planning, what you come up with. I shared before that a prophetess Crystal had already said in her heart, in her mind, what she would be doing at her 5-year mark, at her 10-year mark. She knew exactly what she was going to do. She knew what degree she was going to have, what field she would be in. Her everything was already set up. But that's not what God had, amen? In the midst of her plan, God switched everything around, amen? And as he switched it around, it wasn't to her demise, it was to her making, so that God could get the glory out of her life, amen? We have to understand that when God is getting the glory out of our life, it don't always look, amen, from the onset like it's the proper path or the proper way to go. But if you're trusting in God, if you're believing in him, then you don't have to worry about how it looks, amen? You understand that as you begin to go down the path that he's leading you, that all things work together for the good. Amen. Of them who love the Lord to the called according to his purpose. So you're not swayed one way or the other by what's happening or how it's happening. Amen. Because you know that God has everything in control. Amen. So you go through your development. You go through your making, amen, and you stick to it, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
Amen. So we have to understand, amen, that even though we believe in our mind and our heart that what we want and what we desire can be from God. Well, prophetess, the Bible says that, you know, the Lord will, you know, fulfill the desires of my heart. But people of God, children of the Lord, we have to wait and make sure that our motives, let me say that again, we have to make sure that our motives are right. I'm going to let that marinate for a second. Because too often we have our true purpose and design, and we say, you know, God has his hand up on this. This is really what he wants me to do. But all the while, behind the scenes, we have a different motivation. Either we're trying to impress somebody, or we're trying to lift ourselves up, or we're trying to make sure that our pride goes before, you know, it is pushing, and you know, we're trying to slap Jesus' name on something, when in reality, it's really not what the will of the Father, amen, is calling for. That's why he says the preparations in verse 1, still reading out of Proverbs, the preparations, the strategies of the heart belong to man, but the answer, the true answer belongs unto the Lord. And always, and here's the reality of it, in our mind, we think everything is right. Our ways seem pure in our own eyes, but the Lord weighs the true matter of the thing. And most of the time, people of God, we know when God when God is not in it, because when it does not turn out our way,
mm-hmm.
we get an attitude.
Yeah.
We get upset. We start running off at the mouth. Amen. And that's when you can say, that's when you know, is this really the way of the Lord?
When your flesh flares up at correction, at reproof, at wisdom, you know it's not God. Amen. Because you'll get upset at direction and at the directives of the Lord. Notice something. The Holy Spirit is always going to teach you and guide you. But you can't be taught if you don't want to learn. He can't guide you if you don't want to be led. See, I was speaking to somebody, and as I was speaking to them, they said, you know, if the Lord want me to go a certain way, then, you know, he needs to come down here and tell me. I said, the Lord already spoke to you, but you don't want to listen to him because it doesn't fit with what you believe. In other words, the Lord has already said, go left, and you want to go right. So you waiting on the heavens to open up, you know, my child, go to. No, it's not going to happen. God is going to send a word to you. Now, if you heed the man, the woman of God, if you heed the messenger that the Lord sends, then it'll be well for you. But when you refuse to listen to wisdom, the Bible says that the way of transgressors is hard.
Amen.
So while you're trying to go through it, you've already made the preparations of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Your plan is already set. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do the other. Amen. And while you got your plan set, you forgot that there's a greater plan than your plan. God has a plan for us.
Amen.
Amen. And your satisfaction is tied to that plan. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at this. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
Mm.
Now, I think that this is interesting. Because when you look at this, it says the preparation of the heart belongs to man. That means you're going to plan some stuff yourself. But the answer of the tongue, why the tongue? But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Remember, you are the temple of the Most High God. You are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit indwells you. Amen. Jesus said it the best. He said, I will come and dwell in you, and the Father will come and dwell in you. Amen. So we know that they're dwelling in us. The Bible goes on to let us know that the Holy Spirit will make his abode in us, indwelling. Amen. We are the temple of the Most High God. Amen. And if we are the temple of the Most High God, then that means regardless of what you're trying to do, when you open up your mouth, you speak in creative authority. Amen. You have been redeemed back to the Adamic state. And what I mean by that is when he created him, he gave him a certain responsibility, but also he delegated certain authority to him. Go forth, be fruitful, multiply. Amen. And as he goes forth, as we go forth to be fruitful and multiply, whatsoever we stretch forth our hands to, whatsoever we attempt to do and we go forward to do, we will find success in it. Because part of that was to go forth, be fruitful and multiply, have dominion, subdue. Amen. Subdue means that there's going to be some opposition there, but you're going to overcome it. Now look at how we try to use that in our manner. Amen. How we try to make it so that it works for us, amen, instead of looking at it for what God wants. We feel that whatever we put our minds to, we can accomplish. And the reality is that as you begin to look at what you can do, you will accomplish something, amen?
Amen.
I'm reminded of the Bible, in the Bible, Genesis. In the book of Genesis, at the Tower of Babel, there's something there that we need to really see. Amen.
All right.
Huh? Let's go there right quick.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God, thank you.
So we look at Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
11. Mm-hmm. And 1. Excuse me. Amen. Genesis 11:1. Amen. It says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. It seems like if you're looking at language, you could see speech right there. But it's language and one speech. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to them. And they said to one another, come, let us make brick and bake them thoroughly. Huh? For they had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build a city for ourselves and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves.
Hmm,
now, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But look at the fifth verse. And I'm going to jump back to that because that's a key point here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, for the people are one. And they all have one language. And this is what they do. Now, nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there and confuse the language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Now the name is called Babel because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. Now, let's jump back up. Amen.
Yeah.
Come, let us build a city for ourselves. What we have now, as we're dealing with the scripture here in Proverbs 16, amen, I want you to see where your heart will take you.
Mm-hmm.
The plans of your heart. Amen.
Yes.
Preparations of your heart belong to man. But the answer of the tongue, let us go down and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. Sometimes we begin to make up in our minds that we're going to do something. We've set it in our heart that this is the proper way to go. We don't want nobody to tell us it's not right. We don't want to hear that the Lord wants something else from us. we will go through the hardest of the hearts, the thickest of the thicks, the roughest of the roughs, trying to prove a point that at the end was not provable from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our lives, in our minds, we write.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody. Nobody wants to be told that they're wrong.
Amen to that.
Huh? Mm-hmm. So then that means that as you are planning your life, you're planning your success. If you don't take into account God's plan and will for your life, you'll plan, but God will always answer.
Hmm.
And when you try to use that creative ability that's inside of you because you are the temple of God, what he'll do is you'll open up your mouth, Balak and Balaam,
mm-hmm.
to say one thing, but something else will come out.
Mm.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
They set here in Genesis 11, they set to go and do what they wanted to do, but God had already designed the outcome. So he looked and saw that as one, they could do what they decided to do. That's why people, whenever they're doing something wrong, try to get you involved with them and try to get you to see their side of it and try to get you to link up with them. Jehoshaphat and Ahab,
mm-hmm.
my horse's ass are your horses, my men as your men.
However.
And then afterwards, is there a prophet that we may inquire of the Lord?
Amen.
Wait a minute, how come you didn't inquire of the Lord first?
Right.
And then, you know the answer. We don't do that because we like to think that we can think ahead and our plans are perfect. Yes, yes, go ahead.
I found something interesting about the scripture in Genesis 11 and 3. In fact, people of God, they've already spoke their demise. Here's this. Look in verse 4. It says, and they said, go to, let us build a city and tower whose top may reach unto the heavens, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered. They already spoke what was getting ready to happen.
They knew what would happen.
Because they already knew the motive was wrong from the jump.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And let us be scattered abroad upon, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So most, 9 times out of 10 people of God, we will try to push a vision, push a plan, push a strategy that we already know, especially those of us who who are attached to or listen to the Holy Spirit. He's already telling you as you're trying to put this thing together, this isn't my will. This isn't my purpose.
This is not my plan.
It's not my plan. Or for some of us, you may say, well, prophetess, I know the Lord has spoke to me because he done confirmed it. He done spoke it out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses and so on and so forth. But is it in his timing?
You can go back to that same example that I was mm-hmm. just using, Ahab and Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because all of the prophets that Ahab had was running around saying, go forth, you're going to have victory. Oh, it's victory.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to be very careful that you're not heaving unto yourself teachers having itching ears. You know? But the Bible says in the last day they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heave unto themselves teachers. Amen? In other words, you don't want to go to the place where you know they're going to tell you that that mess is sin and that's not God. So you go around it. Amen? We got churches that are built up right now where there's all kind of mess going on. Cults aren't anything new, amen? But you find out that there are cults that are set up because somebody got a group of people, isolated them from everybody else, and began to breathe into them what they believe the word said. And if you get enough people, you can feel that you're right, and they'll all regurgitate the same filthy mess. Amen? Isn't it interesting that you can speak to somebody and show them the word of God and they'll still go, but I think it means. Or they'll go, I don't understand that. But what I'm trying to say is, in other words, I don't want the truth to come in because I've already made up my mind on my direction. You understand? So as they're trying to get it inside of themselves and validate that, they try to keep to themselves those of like mind. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why when he said, come let us build, when they said, come let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is to the heaven, this is the part right here. Let us make a name for ourselves. When they said, let us make a name for ourselves, they didn't say, let us glorify God through who we are. They said, let us make a name for ourselves. In other words, right. Let us establish and extend, you know, ourselves. Let us make ourselves so great that our name is the greatest thing. Huh?
Lucifer.
Huh? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to ascend my throne above the heavens and above the throne of God. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. You're doing too much. Amen. You are wonderful in your place. Amen. Notice that as Lucifer was in his place, he was the anointed cherub that covered.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got off focus, then he became the fallen one. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that although you're great at one place, huh? You got to stay in your place in order for that to continue. Amen. And this is the problem that we have. The Bible says in the 5th verse, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the son of man had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one. Amen. And they have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they purpose will be withheld from them. Okay. So now I'm going to go back to our other scripture because we have to complete that within the time frame that we have.
Uh-huh.
But I want to say this right here, right now. Your leadership, your pastor and those that God has given your pastor, your shepherd, there's a vision that God gives to the leader, and those who serve with them actually help to push the vision. Mm-hmm. The Bible said, without a vision, the people perish. Amen. We understand, right? The vision, make it plain that they who read it may run with it. Amen. Huh? For the vision is not for appointed time. It's not yet, but it's for an appointed time, and it will come to pass. Amen. Mm-hmm. As we're looking at all of this, vision here says that as you begin to understand vision, then you begin to speak the same language as those who have the vision. You don't preach and push a different vision. Amen?
Amen.
As you push the vision, then God begins to use you as a resounding or resonance to the original vision. That means that if I could demonstrate to you this principle. Amen. If I can demonstrate this principle, if I hit a tone here, there'll be a sympathetic tone here. Okay, now, why am I showing you that? Why am I saying that? I'm saying that, and pardon me for that feedback, amen. The reason I'm showing you that is because as you begin to sound the vision and speak the direction of God, amen, what ends up happening then is that those who are sympathetic or connected begin to sound off too. Now we have not just a sound, we have a number of sounds that actually help to make the whole. The timbre, amen, of the vision is pushed, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you do that, then God is able to help you go forward because you're as one. That's why when we talk about vision partners, you'll hear me talk about the churches, you'll hear me talk about the schools, the orphanages. You hear me speak about all those things. I'll keep bringing you back to the website, telling you about what we're doing over in Africa and what needs to be done. I even tell you, go ahead and on our contact page, their information's there. Contact them directly, sow into them, help them. Amen. If you are unsure and you want to go through us, you can send it to us and we'll make sure it gets to them. Amen. We're about the purpose of this. That's the vision. Amen.
Amen.
Those that are in the house understand our local vision. Amen. Those of you who are hearing over this broadcast, you hear about a global vision.
Right.
You understand? But there is a vision. And as we come into unity, we're able to do some great things. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, let me go back to Proverbs, amen, 16 and 1. The answer of the Lord is from, or the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The preparation of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So when we begin to say, Lord, our heart after and goes out to those who are poor and those who are disenfranchised and those who are sitting in the cave of Adullam waiting on David to show up. Lord, our directive is to them, Lord. Then what he begins to do is he begins to speak through us the answer and the resolve. You heard me say it before. We need to stop focusing so much on the problem and speaking that. The reason why your atmosphere is filled with so much fog is because you keep talking about those things that are unsure. You keep creating more smoke and fog together. And it can't do anything but just linger there because it can't dissipate. You need to use the breath of God and speak creative clearance to those areas, amen, where there's chaos, speak the order. Where there's darkness, speak the light. Where there's sickness and pestilence, speak healing and resistance, amen.
Amen.
Speak the word. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord, amen. And look at this. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. The Lord know my spirit. I was doing the right thing. No, you weren't. You were trying to get off on something. You were saying that because you were mad at Sister Bigfoot because she got the position in the church you wanted. So now all you can see is the hall, Sister Bigfoot. You talking about, I was trying to do. No, you weren't.
Tell the truth.
Amen. The Lord knows exactly what's going on.
Tell the truth.
He can see you. He can clearly see you. Huh? So while you're trying to do things to throw off left and right, God is looking at you. And you have to be very careful that you don't fall into the hands of a mighty God. Huh? Because when you come against his children, then that means that the Father has to come down and judge between. You understand? And I remember growing up, I come from a family of four boys, four girls. I'm next to the youngest. My brothers and my sisters would be riding in the car. And Mom just had a way of knowing which one of us was clowning and causing all the ruckus. Those of you who are single children don't understand this, because if there was some mess going on in the back seat, it was you. Amen. But we had a way of poking and pushing and kicking and everything else. And Mom could be driving down the street and would turn around and get the right one. And they'd be sitting there trying to make excuses. It wasn't me. It was them. She's like, no, you started it. You started it here. You started there. And then you went over here. And I'm tired of it now. Now, what happens when God turned around and began to point the finger at you? He begins to turn the light of truth on you. Huh? You say, well, I was trying to do the best. No, no, no. All the ways of a man appear in his own eyes. But the Lord weighs the spirit. That means we're not talking about just your plans. We're talking about your character. We're talking about your modus operandi, if you will, your motor operation. Makeup. Amen. Makeup. This is how you do it. Whenever somebody get on your nerves, you start looking for a flaw or a chink in their armor so you can exploit it and then sit back with a bag of popcorn and watch it fall apart. And you pride yourself in being able to do that. I want you to know that the Lord weighs the spirit. Amen?
Yes, he does.
So how do I get my ways in line? How do I get myself in line so that I don't fall into that? Amen? Because if you can't get yourself together, you can't help getting nobody else together. Amen? And there are people who are waiting on you to come to the full understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. They're waiting on you to become a son. Amen. They're waiting on you to become a daughter. They're tired of all this other stuff. Get all that other mess out of there. The preparation of your heart, your own personal plan of what you're trying to do while you're trying to say, I'm doing this for the Lord. No, you're not trying to do it for the Lord. You're trying to do it for yourself. Amen. But the Lord has already spoke concerning it. Amen. All the ways of a man appear in his own eyes, huh? You're doing it for the glory of God. Not really. You're doing it for self-aggrandization. You're trying to do it for self-promotion. You're trying to lift yourself and establish yourself, the kingdom of me, huh? And you're trying to do it under the guise of, I'm doing it for the Lord. No, you're not, huh? But the Lord weighs the spirit. That's why many will say in that day, Lord, Lord. And he says, depart from me. I know you not. You understand? You have to see this, because the scripture didn't just start at one place and didn't confirm itself. Line upon line, precept upon precept, every word is established. Amen. And when you have revelation and you can see what the Spirit is saying, you can see these things. Amen. They come back. They point to the truth of God. Amen. That's why the revelation of Jesus Christ is so important. We don't throw away the Old Testament, because in the Old Testament, we see everything that Christ was symbolized as. But in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we actually see who he is manifested. And the instructions he gives, we see carried out from Acts to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Now, how do I get myself together? Third verse. Commit your works to the Lord.
Mm. Commit your ways. Mm. Yeah.
Commit. See, that's the problem. I hear you over there, prophetess. Huh? Commit means to put into charge or trust. Huh? And for some people, they have had a problem committing. Dare I say you have commitment issues. You don't commit to anything. You belong to this ministry until it challenges you to develop and to grow up. And then when it challenges you, the Lord just mysteriously or miraculously spoke to you that you're supposed to be over at the next place. And when we look at your track record for stability, we find that you have been to several churches and you couldn't stay at none of them, but you carried the same problem with you every place you went.
Yes, yes, God.
You don't want to be developed. Because if you get developed, then you have to commit to your development. So in your, if I said it before, is that wherever, whatever principle rules in your life in one area will rule in every area. If you're late to work, you're late to church, you're late getting, you know, bills paid, you're late doing everything. Amen. It's, you just late. That's the principle in your life. How do you take care of getting to work and take care of things? You have to learn to be early. The opposite of late is early. Amen. It counteracts that and it brings balance. So now you find yourself being early to places to do things. And you find that now you don't have stress in your life because you're not running in trying to accomplish things. You're showing up early, seeing problems that present themselves upon your arrival, and you have time to begin to work through those so that when the time comes for you to actually been there, 11 o'clock, say, amen, you show up at a quarter till, you got 15 minutes to assess what's going on. So that 11 o'clock, you're not stressed out trying to get things to start working right.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Mm-hmm. You're able to go in there and begin to work it, and now it's smooth for you. Now, the person who ran in at 2 minutes till is still an hour, 2 hours, sometime the whole morning running around trying to get things together because they ran in 2 minutes till. What 15 minutes actually brought you was peace of mind in a stress-free environment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
So if that law it's in one area, then you find that it begins to develop itself out into every area of your life. You see that? You paying things forward so that when your bill comes, you can look at it and you're paying little money where people are paying hundreds, you're paying dollars. Huh? Because you don't have late fees and you're not trying to catch up well. And you see? It's that principle there, huh? We have to learn how to commit our ways and commit our works to the Lord. And as we do so, then he'll cause other things in our life to have the form of commitment. Instead of showing up to your job trying to figure out what you can get away with, you actually go to your job and do the job that you're being paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? You're trying to hide around corners so you don't have to... You know, I'm going to be over here because they're always asking somebody. They're paying you. To me, hiding around the corner because they're going to ask you to do something. Thank God you got a job. Amen? Amen. What does it say here? Psalms 37:5 says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him and he shall bring it to pass. Amen?
Yeah.
You see that principle there?
Trust.
Commit.
Yeah.
Trust. And it will happen. He will bring it to pass. Huh? Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Amen.
You see that?
Yes.
1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him for he cares for you. You have to understand that as you commit, God commits to you. Amen. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. You see that? So now the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answers is answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So as we begin to deal with the thoughts come from you, but the proclamation comes from the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
As the man thinketh, so is he. You see that? So what happens is when you focus, like I said, $1 million to me just shows me greater ministry that I could do. Amen. There's some things that we need in our personal life, but I think the what we need for ministry outweighs that. And if God gave me $1 million to deal with, then I know he could give me another and another and another. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That first that he gives me is the test to see how I'm going to deal with wealth, prosperity, and resources. If I take $1 million, spend it on me, and then talk about we need to come together so we can do something for God, wait a minute, I better enjoy that million. That's all I'm getting. You understand?
Yeah.
He gives me that, and I do my tithes, my offering. Then I'm starting to look at how I can better serve him through what he's given me. Amen? Huh? My thoughts are established because I commit my works. So now the preparations of my heart, even though I said in my heart, I know the Lord will speak through me what his design, his plan, his will is for my life. Amen? You see that? Because he's going to weigh my spirit and know that even as I'm going forward, my intentions are pure, but he's going to correct me as I go. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So your thoughts will be established. And I said it before, if you get your thoughts together, your heart will be right. When your heart's right, then you'll speak right. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen.
Amen.
It'll come together. Amen. You can't get your mind together, your heart going to be all messed up. And everything you say out your mouth going to be tore up too. Amen. Amen. Fourth verse, and we are ending it. Amen. The Lord has made all for himself. Yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. This scripture right here, I wish I had more time to go into it. Because when we look at evil, wicked men, Bin Ladens and everything else, we're trying to get everybody to say, well, there's really a God. How come? Well, listen, God uses what he wants. He already knows, and you have to understand predestination. There's a decision given to you, and even though you are called, you may not necessarily be chosen. The chosen is when you decide that you're going to accept the calling. Amen? So he calls to many, but some don't choose.
That's right.
So their predestined status is negated. Amen? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So when those who should don't, then they don't become those who could anymore. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord has made all for himself. That's why I don't get worried about what people are doing one way or the other. I know you can try your best, but you don't shake me pretty much. Because I recognize that everything is according to God's will and plan. So you can huff and puff. And after all is said and done, I look to the Lord because he has the final say. You have to become just that confident in yourself, knowing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. Please don't become one of the wicked. Because you refuse to choose Christ. Choose him.
Yes.
Amen. Look and live. Choose Christ and live. Amen. He's already taken care of the sin issue. Your justification will be through him. His righteousness will validate you. But you have to choose him. When you don't, then we'll find out through your actions how you are set up for your doom. Amen. Your demise. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Listen. Let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this lesson. We thank you for this time. Now, Lord, even as we go forward, Lord, we thank you because you are awesome in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, if there's any sick, Lord, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, we are healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak, Lord, for those who need miracles, signs, and wonders to manifest in their life. In the name of Jesus, we speak right now that it comes to pass, Lord, that you get glory, Lord, that glory goes to the Father. We speak it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's anyone who's not saved, Lord, we speak right now, or we pray, Lord, that they would pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Father, I believe now that I'm saved. Thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, lead them to a Bible teaching, believing ministry that they can be developed, fed, and matured, and then equipped so that they could do your will in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord, for peace, prosperity, and for blessings in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr. Learn more about us. I'm praying that you will come to the Woman of Prophetic Destiny, November 9th and 10th. Amen. Information will be on the website. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, reminding you that God has designed and desired for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.